Ukrainian ambassador to Iran calls for prosecution of the country's former president, Viktor Fedorovich Yanukovych. This after an escalation of violent clashes between Ukrainian anti-government protesters and security forces. The protesters demanded the removal of President Viktor Yanukovych. Although Yanukovych gave some concessions and signed a peace deal with the pro-Western opposition on Friday, he was ousted from office by the parliament on a day later and an arrest warrant has been issued for him. Ukrainian ambassador to Iran believes that he is responsible for the deaths of protesters who were killed in the clashes.
If he is responsible, and it seems to me that yes, he was elected not the people being killed, but for protection of the people. So he should be taken to the trial, to the court.
Some Iranian political experts say that the Western governments took advantage of protesters' rage against Yanukovych in order to have closer ties with that country. They say that the West and Russia have been competing for closer ties with Ukraine.
Ukrainians were not happy with the government due to economic reasons and corruption. European Union and the West took advantage of this in order to have the next government as its ally. It is important to note that Ukraine-Russia relations has deep roots and it is around 500 years old, and having a government in Ukraine that leans towards the West does not mean that the country is going to cut ties with Russia.
Beheshtipour also talked about Iran's stance towards Ukraine.
In my opinion, for Iran, it is not any different if it is Yanukovych or another person in charge. Iran wants its friendly relations with Ukraine to continue. Iran believes that Ukrainian people should decide about their government. Ukrainians will cast their vote on May 25th.
Even though clashes between people and Ukrainian police started on February 18th, violent demonstrations began in Ukraine weeks ago after Yanukovych called off a deal with the European Union in favor of Russia. The violence has left scores of people dead, including many policemen.
Ukrainian ambassador to Iran says that he believes that the future of Ukraine-Russia relations will be normal. He says that the region does not need another conflict. Arash Khalatbari, Press TV, Tehran.